Support for the PCTA Fire podcast comes exclusively from listeners like yourself. If you appreciate the work we're doing, please show your support by sharing the podcast on social media and leaving us a 5-star review on your preferred podcast streaming service. Thanks once again for tuning in, and without any more delay, let's start the show.
Grasshopper hops into a bar, jumps up on the counter, said, "I'll have a scotch and soda." The bartender looks at him and goes, "Hey, you know, we got a drink named after you." And the grasshopper looks up and goes, "You had a drink named Irving?"
I like that one.
All right.
We're on the air at WKRP in Cincinnati.
All right. Back in the icebox at the J.T. Moore Union Hall building, the State of the Union is now in session, and it's an intimate episode with just me and our union dad, Mr. President Day, Lee Bryant.
Hello, everybody. This is Lee Bryant, president of the PCTA, and it's been an exciting week.
Exciting year.
Oh, very. It's just so much effervescence in the air. I mean, everything's sparkly and bubbly and...
Yeah, it's the year that just keeps giving, and every week's a new surprise.
A new surprise every time we turn around.
So every
year the PCTA has to recertify. We do this every year. Every year. It's not a big deal. Rick Scott, when he was governor, made it a 50% threshold for teacher unions. You had to reach 50%, it wasn't the other unions, but 50% for teachers unions to represent the bargaining unit. Not a big deal, we were successful. Governor DeSantis and the state legislature moved that to 60% last year. And they set the goal that we had to do it by the time we recertify. PCTA recertifies February the 9th, which means we've got to get our paperwork in 30 days early. Because Florida loves 30-day time limits on things, unless you're buying a gun. I mean, you want to register to vote? You got to be registered 30 days before the election. We have to turn our paperwork in 30 days before recertification. Our recertification is February the 9th. We have to turn our paperwork in January the 9th. We don't come back from the winter break until January the 8th. So basically, we had to reach our 60% by the time the winter break came. And PCTA was doing a really good job. We were better than almost every large local in the state. We kept getting pats on the back. Hey, PCTA, you're doing great. Our numbers kept going up and up and up. We started at 25%. We got up to 43%. And then PERC, the Public Employee Relations Commission, decided that unions are getting too successful. And they decided to knock us back. Earlier this summer, PERC had made a ruling that there is a membership form that needs to be filled out, but it needs to be filled out by the potential member and turned into the local union. It did not have to be collected by the union. First of all, nobody told the people out there that they were going to have to do this form. It was never disseminated. So the membership authorization form, about 3 weeks ago, I was watching the PERC meeting, and they decided we're going to change the rules. Now, every one of the unions that was out there trying to get at 60% had to collect the forms from every one of those members.
It's like we're back at zero.
They knocked us back to nothing. So we couldn't do that. There was no possible way to get 60% membership and get these physical forms in hand by the deadline. So PCTA has pivoted to what we call a card campaign.
And what is this form? Like, what's the point of it? What does it say?
Well, the form wants you to slow walk your way into the union. It tells you, well, you don't have to be in the union, you know. We knew that. What is your initiation fee? What are your dues weekly? It makes you name the officer or the employees of the union and how much they make, what allowances they get. Are there any reimbursements? The name of the agency, the class title, the class code, the signature. The state of Florida wants you to know the following. This is their statement at the top. The state of Florida is a right to work state. Membership or non-membership in a labor union is not required as a condition of employment. And payment of union dues and assessments are voluntary. Each person has the right to join and pay dues to a labor union or to refrain from joining and paying dues to a labor union. No employee may be discriminated against in any manner for joining and financially supporting a labor union or for refusing to join or financially support a labor union.
It's just like, no duh.
Yeah, it's always been the law.
Right. I think there is some things on this form that aren't inherently that evil. Like, for example, I think people should know how much people make in the union. I mean, it's not an unfair critique, but to have this form come out, like, what, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, it was 3 weeks ago when they made the ruling, when they made the change.
That's awesome, you know? And all the work we've been doing since May 1st, that's all the emails, late April, May 1st, basically, all that work, back to zero. It's union busting.
It's absolutely union busting.
So we're not like, I stand on the side, like, it's not like a horrible form, but to wait and wait and wait and say, no, you don't need the form. And then all of a sudden we're going to change our minds because people are making progress. That's union busting.
It is absolutely.
And that's the problem of it. Like, again, if they told us day one, you need to fill this out and then also convert to EDUs, we would have done that.
We definitely, we were on our way. We were succeeding. Mm-hmm. We were succeeding, and the fact that we were succeeding is why they decided to change the rules.
And one thing you didn't mention, which I think is a really cool fact, it made me feel better at least, is that we were 29th in the nation in union growth, I believe.
We were.
Pinellas County. That says something.
We were succeeding.
So, I mean, for anyone listening, this is the stuff that the state is doing to make sure we lose our contracts, to make sure we don't get raises anymore, to make sure, you know, these are things we take for granted, but I mean, once it's gone, it's gone.
Without a union contract, then you become completely at the will of what the county wants you to do. What kind of raises are you going to get? What are you going to be doing with your lesson planning? If you get a planning period at all, mm-hmm. There are places in this country where teachers do not get a planning period. They work all day, and they had better do their planning when they're not at work.
It's called charter schools. It's called private schools.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nothing new. All right. So?
So to now, we have to file an appeal with PERC. We have to collect what are called showing of interest cards. And the showing of interest card has you print your name legibly and sign it at the bottom and date it. That's all it is, and it says that you desire to be represented for the purposes of collective bargaining by the Pinellas Classroom Teachers Association, Inc. That's all it says.
And I think some things to clarify about that card is they have to use their payroll name, correct?
They have to use their exact payroll name. Everybody knows me as Lee, but I do not sign my name officially on a payroll with my middle name. I use my middle initial and my first name.
And how many of these cards do we need to collect as a bargaining unit?
We need to get at least 30% of the bargaining unit and understand that they're going to be throwing some of them out. They're going to cull them. So we need to get probably 40% to make up for anything that they cull out of the issue. So we need 2,500 to 3,000 cards.
So if we get this 30%, that's it?
We have to submit the cards to PERC. PERC has to go through them and count them and make sure that we've hit the 30% plus, and then PERC will schedule an election. PERC will schedule an election. PCTA will not. Pinellas County Schools will not. PERC will reach out to Pinellas County Schools to get mailing addresses, not their email address, their mailing address. And then they will send a sealed ballot to every member of the bargaining unit, and the people will then have to open up the envelope, just like you're doing a mail-in ballot. Make your choice. Yes, I want PCTA to be our bargaining representative. Put it back in the secret sleeve. Put it back in the self-addressed envelope. Seal the envelope, sign the back of the envelope, and mail it back to PERC.
It sounds just like a regular election.
It is, but PERC only has about 12 people to work for it. There are three commissioners, all appointed by the governor, and there are a handful of other people. And every county and every bargaining unit in the state is going to be sending the information.
And not just teachers, too. It's all public unions, correct?
All of the public unions. So it's not, there's 67 counties. It's not like they're going to get 67 sets of numbers. They're going to be getting 1,000-plus set of numbers because some counties have multiple bargaining units.
Oh, my gosh.
So they're going to get flooded, and these 10, 12 people are going to be sitting there scrubbing and counting and scrubbing and counting and totaling, and then they have to start scheduling, and there's no rule as to when they schedule it.
So when do we feel like there could be an election then?
There's no way of knowing. There is no way of knowing. Now, I think Pinellas County is going to get some attention from PERC. They will take whatever time they need to count and let it know, and then look at the state schedule, because these dozen people probably are not going to be able to run statewide elections for 1,000 bargaining units in 67 counties.
Why do you feel like Pinellas County is going to get some extra attention?
Pinellas County has a contract that is supposed to expire in 2025. And part of our contract says that they will be collecting dues from our paycheck. Mm-hmm. So PCTA joined with several other counties in a lawsuit to try to challenge the taking away of membership dues by pre-deposit as opposed to post-deposit.
And I believe we went to court for that, right?
It did go to court. The courts ruled that we were in good standing on point A, point B, point C, point D, but we can't win. They said, yeah, that's good. That's good. That's good. That's good. You're going to lose.
Yeah, it makes sense, but nah.
No, it's bad news the way it went.
So we fill out the cards, we get 30%, and we appeal that. Once we appeal, we get to have an election whenever PERC gets around to it. And
it could even be during the summer.
Fun.
It will look official. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be like a postcard. It will be a sealed envelope. It will say it's from the Public Employee Relations Commission. I haven't seen one. Pinellas County has not had to do this since 1972.
Oh, okay. So then once these get filled out, will everyone have a chance to vote for this or just members?
Everyone can fill out the card. You don't have to be a member to fill out the card. Mm-hmm. All you have to do is say you want PCTA to be your bargaining agent.
Okay.
Put in your payroll name, sign your name, date it. Anyone can sign the card. It is not joining the union. It's just saying you want PCTA to be the bargaining agent. So anyone can join it. It doesn't make you a member of the PCTA. It doesn't. That's not the vote to keep the PCTA. You don't pay any dues on that, and you don't get any benefits from it.
Okay.
So membership is still an important thing. But anybody can sign the card, and once they send out the ballots, everybody in the bargaining unit can vote.
Oh, wow.
So it's not members. It's everybody that's covered by the contract.
So it's important that we update our information.
If you go, it's always important to keep your information updated. First of all, let's live with that one first.
Oh, boy.
If you go to employee self-service, there is a spot that tells you where you can update your emergency contact information and your personal information. It's a good idea, guys. I went through, double-checked to make sure my daughter's phone number, because she's my emergency contact after my wife is my daughter. Make sure your information's up to date. Make sure your address is correct. You may have moved several times, although nobody can afford to move anymore.
Yeah.
You may have moved since you filled out that information to begin with. And it's not like we get paychecks in the mail anymore. Most of the communication you get from the county goes through email or it gets dropped in your mailbox at school.
I mean, as far as addresses go, this is embarrassing. I just recently changed my address because this was an important issue. And my address is still at my mom's house because when I first got my job teaching, it was at my mom's house. And I had moved to 3 different locations since then. So, yeah. Guys, go into employee self-service. It's really quick. And you just got to change your address to where you live so you can get that ballot.
The same place you go to look and see what your paycheck looks like. It's the same page on the left-hand side. You just look down the list and it's information on updating.
And I think this is the coolest bit of information I heard from all this was, does our contract go away during all this process?
The contract does not go away unless we don't get the 30% plus cards. If we don't get the 30% plus cards, then the contract will die. Okay. If we submit the 30% plus in cards, the contract is still in place pending the election. Now, we turn in the 30% cards, 30% plus in cards, they schedule an election. The election has to be approved, keeping PCT as the bargaining agent, by a majority of the people voting. That means 50% plus one person. When that happens, we still maintain our contract, but we still have to drive up our membership to 60% by next year, which means now we're going to have to go out and do the three-page paper, keep that on file, and then have this all go again. If we get up to 60% with the paperwork, provided they don't change the rules on us again, then we become the bargaining unit forever. If we don't get the 60%, well, forever is a long term. If we don't get the 60%, then we have to do another card campaign.
And I think that's what needs to be addressed here is that, yeah, technically we can just do this rigmarole forever.
There are a few counties out there that just do a card campaign every year.
But that's not sustainable. And they're small. We are a large local, so doing this every single year is just setting us up for a potential failure down the line.
It is. It's nothing you want to get near.
And then think about the resources as well. I mean, we need money for that. And if you're not paying dues, there's no resources.
The average dues for a teacher's union is about $1,000 a year. Pinellas Classroom Teachers Association, it's $690. Significantly lower. And that money is used to represent our members, to take care of our building, to pay our dues. It is there. We spend the money to take care of the people.
Yeah. So I have been telling my members at my work site, this is actually kind of a breath of fresh air. The card campaign for a while to me is like this looming, like, you know, like this is the last resort to plan B. Like this was never the original plan. And that is true. But now when I think about it, a lot of this is another opportunity for us to get membership up because now we're talking about the potentiality of losing everything. This is a great opportunity.
It is. And in the long run, I think our union in Pinellas County and unions throughout the state will actually be better off. We will have been put through the fire. And how do you strengthen steel? You know, you take the iron, you put it in the fire. And that's what we're going to do. We're going through the fire. We will come out tempered and stronger, and we will be better able to represent people because we'll have more input from people.
And just for members who might be listening to this, I mean, when this all started, this whole e-dues process, I looked at my emails recently. It was, what, late April, early May? And we started at zero. We started at zero, and now we're at 43, 44, and it is November, folks. Just do the math there. If we can get one more year, a real year, to build our membership, we're going to come out of this on top. We're going to come out this stronger. I don't think PCT has ever been at 60%.
Not in my memory, no.
And we're being pushed to that point. And being at 60% not only, of course, will help us keep our contract, keep our union, but think about what 60% means at the bargaining table.
That would be so amazing. Right now, we're worried about if we have to do the card campaign, what am I going to do for the bargaining table next year? How am I going to look at the people across the table from us who are not as nice as you might think, who are not as generous as you might hope? What am I going to do if I'm sitting at the bargaining table and I go, yeah, we're hanging on. We're barely hanging on, but we're hanging on. I can't do that. We've had raises year after year after year. We've had 12% in the last 3 years in raises. What is it going to look like next year? I have no idea. I'm not Nostradamus. Our state is 48th in pay, guys. 48th in pay. We have one of the strongest economies in America, which means we have a top 25 economy on the planet, and we're 48th in pay in the United States.
It's pathetic. It's a shame.
You don't have to tell me what your values are. Show me your budget, and I'll tell you where your values are.
100%. Okay, so how do I fill out these cards correctly, and how do I make sure that my vote gets counted correctly?
All right, every school should have a rep that is getting the cards to you. you have to fill out the top and the bottom, payroll name, your legal payroll name, and it should be legible when you print it. Signatures are not normally legible. Mine doesn't, it's hard to tell what the name above it was. You have to print your name, you have to sign your name, and you have to date it. You're gonna be getting a blue sheet of paper with a card on the top and the bottom. Make sure you fill out the top and the bottom. The top and the bottom. One person per sheet, not one person per card. Make sure that it is filled out using blue or black ink. Don't use the off-colored inks. Save the pink ink for your note to your boyfriend or girlfriend. And make sure it gets returned to your rep or returned to the office directly. Do not put these in the pony. Do not put these in the pony system. We'll come get them. I'm dropping off ballots tomorrow morning at several schools on my way to the office. I'll come get them from you too. I will take them to you. Our staff will take them to you, but do not pony these envelopes back.
A few members have asked me, why did I need to fill out the two cards?
What we're doing is trying to anticipate what happens if we don't make it till this election and succeed. So what we want is an extra card, because as of right now, the cards are not dated to expire. They're dated. You have to sign the date on it. But they do not expire as of this moment. Who knows what PERC is going to do in the future? They could go, cards are only good for 90 days or whatever. They can change the rules, as is obvious, because they keep changing the rules.
Okay, so it's like a fallback plan.
It is. It is. It's part of our one extra step that we're using to try to make sure that we do everything right.
Being proactive.
Trying to be.
Yeah. What if I don't have a strong union rep? What should I do?
Contact me. Or contact Brian Boughton, Jamie Beck, or Susan Spaulding at the office. We'll work on getting you a rep. If you're interested in having a strong rep at the school, maybe you need to be that rep at the school, because that's how we grow. I have a elementary school up in North County where I was talking to, and the rep was at our faculty rep meeting last week. She said, how did I become the rep? I said, because you responded to my email, and then everyone at your school said, this is the person we need. They're happy to have you as the rep. So what we need, look around your school. If you don't have a strong rep, who would you like to see that's in the union be your rep? And then bring it up to them and bring it up to me, and I'll reach out to them.
And I can't stress this enough. You're not going to be successful at your work site without strong reps.
Some people say, well, only the schools that have bad principals need a good strong rep.
Absolutely incorrect.
It is not correct at all. The rep is there to make sure that everything is followed properly. Now, a lot of principals tend to play with the contract. They know what the contract is. Don't let them fool you that they think they don't know what the contract says. They know what the contract says. They just don't want you to stand up for the contract.
Mm-hmm.
So they will play you. They will just say, oh, no, we're having this is how many meetings we're going to have.
And if I can do a shout out to my own school, I mean, St. Pete High, we have great administration that knows the contract. I mean, we have a principal who will actually use contract language in their emails. That's perfect.
Absolutely.
I love that, because the contract always works both ways.
The contract is between both sides.
Mm-hmm.
They have to follow the rules, and you have to follow the rules.
Yep. And go back to the idea that only schools with bad principals have strong unions. I mean, St. Pete High has been over 60, 70% for years.
We've had some great administrators, and we've had great union membership.
It's all about speaking to members and showing them that you care and that the union cares, and we need to do this together.
It is all about togetherness. In fact, that's our slogan for the year. Alone, we can do so little. Together, we can do so much.
And I think on that, we're going to end it right there. All right. Thanks again for listening to this State of the Union. I am your FEA Director, Brian Pickett, and
I am your PCTA President, Lee Bryant.
Peace out, guys.
The State of the Union is a monthly series designed to address member concerns by providing direct answers from their leadership. If you would like us to discuss your questions and concerns in the next episode, or if you are a dues-paying member who would like to participate in one of our recordings, please email us at pctafirepod@gmail.com. That's pctafyrepod@gmail.com.